This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here with The Real Side, or with Joe Messina on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really do be involved in the conversation. Seriously, people. I mean, we have a live chat room going on right now. We have, I guess we're live up on Facebook, so you have like a Facebook chat thing. You have online, you know, just... You have live going on all over the place. Okay, really, it's really that simple. 855, again, Real Joe, 855-732-556. You got a great show. Well, nothing I don't, you know, I have a great show for you every night, I think. At least I'd like to believe I do. We've got, we're going to talk, I know, right? We're going to talk about suicide tonight. We're going to talk about transgenderism. I mean, Walt Heyer will join us in a little bit here to talk about transgenderism and his journey through, if you would. You know, there's just, there's so much going on. There's so many distractions out there that we've got going on that we all need to engage. We all need to key in on. And today, you know, it's DACA, right? All over the place. Come on. DACA was never a law to begin with. It had to be dealt with. It has to be dealt with from a legal standpoint, not from a heart standpoint. It's not an emotional issue. It's a legal issue. It has to eventually be dealt with. Now, I don't know why that's so hard for people to understand. I'm not saying you wipe it out. I'm not saying you don't deal with it at all. That's not what I'm talking about here. But you do have people. You do have young kids that have been here. Can you guys, hardcore conservatives, are you telling me some young kid who doesn't know, who didn't know, doesn't know that he was brought here illegally? Been through all the schools, been through everything. Right? Even joined the military. You don't want to give them a path. Never been in trouble. Maybe they were straight A students. I don't know. Are you saying not a path? Right, I'm not talking about the ones that have been here. I said it last night. You know, they're 22 years old, they're 25 years old. They're working. They know they're here illegally. They've done nothing to lift a finger to make themselves right. That's a different story. So, I mean, let's give this some thought. Let's work this through. I love the fact that the president right now, he's got Republicans that are freaking out, and they're not freaking out because they don't want to do anything. I mean, they're afraid to move on this because they don't know whether other conservatives are going to take them to task. They don't know if they're going to get voted out. They're worried about all the wrong stuff. If they would sit down and just do their jobs the way they were supposed to, if they'd fix the immigration system, and you know what I mean by that, it shouldn't take you 20 years to become a citizen. Let's start off that way. Do we need quotas? Do we need numbers? Yeah, of course we need all of that. But it still shouldn't take you 20 years. You're talking to somebody whose parents are legal immigrants. My family, legal immigrants. Didn't take them 20 years to get here. Something's broken. Something needs to be fixed. Period. Now, on a lighter issue, we'll hit more of that. Everybody's beating that one up. I don't want to beat it up. Steve Harvey's back in the news. You know, and I'm kind of glad that he showed a little guts here. Steve Harvey, he's pushing forward on a deal with the Trump administration. No matter how much backlash he gets. Now, what I think is funny about this is, think of the backlash he's getting, right? When he first met with the president, nobody knew what it was for. I don't think it was going to be a cabinet post. Not Steve Harvey, anyway. And they gave him all kinds of backlash for actually meeting with the president. But Harvey's been back to meet a couple of times, and he's just met with Ben Carson again. And he's doing a deal, or trying to do a deal, with Housing and Urban Development. Now, what are you usually doing a deal with Housing and Urban Development? Who are you usually trying to help, right? Now, Steve wants to help establish places in New York City. Well, actually, I guess a couple of places in and around New York City to teach STEM. Now, well, STEM and computer programming, right? To children he calls, he's calling these things vision centers, right? But the deal here is he's trying to get kids into new technology, and it's not on video games. He's trying to get kids so they'll come out of the mess that they're in. They'll learn computer sciences. They'll learn science, you know, science and technology. Get them out. Get them educated. Not every kid's going to college. Not every kid's interested in checking out four-year colleges with mommy and daddy, or even city colleges for that fact. Some of these kids, they have a love for certain things. I don't care, you know, hairdressing, dentistry, computers, whatever it is. Air conditioning, you know, plumbers, carpenters, electricians. And let's not forget those things. We tend to forget those things. We poo-poo them like they're dirty jobs. You know what? The last guy that I knew that came out that looked like a plumber, that was a plumber, that worked on a toilet for a friend of mine just this week, made $150 on an hour's worth of work. Hello? I'm sorry, that's some decent money. Now, I know he doesn't work 8 hours a day at that rate, but some of them do. Some of them do very nicely for themselves. She said he's been to HUD twice. He said, I met with Dr. Carson, and we're actually trying to get it started. We've had meetings, and now we're just waiting on the final notes. We've had several teams in place. Hopefully, before the year goes out, we'll be making the announcement for these vision centers. Trying to help inner-city kids. And his own peers do not want him to work with this president. So what they're saying is, right, they don't want the inner-city kids to succeed. They, at least not with this president. The last president didn't do anything for them. So which president? What? They need to give us an exact makeup of the president that can take the reins and run with this. What do you think? Maybe they should give us some guidelines as to how this is supposed to go down. Come on, really, think about this. I don't even know where to go with this, because this is so asinine. When they were worried that we weren't going to support Barack Obama, we were racist, we were anti-American, we were all this. And here they have somebody. And he's been called names like Uncle Tom, a sellout, and a few names I can't even repeat. Here we got a guy that wants to help, that's willing to help the inner city, that's willing to do the work with Ben Carson. I don't know if you've noticed, he's another African-American male that wants to do better, and they're all over him. You're telling him to stay away from it. What a bunch of yo-hos. What a bunch of disingenuous people. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up after the break. No, seriously, don't go far, because you're going to miss out. And you're not going to... You're going to miss out, and you're not going to have the information you need to push back against your friends, loved ones, unloved ones. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's the Genesis Communication Network. You can find out options and times and all the other fun stuff by heading up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can do a gazillion and three things up there. You can also buy my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, and I explain to you why you don't need to hate it. Those labels, those are all labels, were given to me by the left. The people who hate labels gave me a label. So I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to run with it, and I'm going to explain it to you so you know that you don't have to be afraid of those things. And you know, I want to bring my next guest on. I don't have him on enough,
But I think that, you know, we need firsthand information on these things. I mean, a lot of things are being shoved down our throats as far as what we should believe, how we should believe, what we should accept and not accept. I want to bring somebody in that is involved in it. Walt Heyer joins me right now. He's a former transgender public speaker and author. And Walt, man, I mean, you actually were on my show the very first year I started. And when it wasn't a whole bunch of talk around the transgender and the transgender movement, right? I mean, that's like way
back. Yeah, I came to your studio.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's before we had electricity, I think. That's how long ago it was.
Yeah. I came in a covered wagon. And...
But I still remember it. I still remember the impact you had on me and some of the people at the station. And I still remember even then a small outcry from the LGBTQ community based on some of the things that you said. But the reality is the things that you've said over the years when you've been on the show off and on, they've all come true. And they've all turned out to be real. But for those of that don't know, you've never heard your story, can you kind of give us the short version of what you've been through in and out of transgenderism?
Yeah. I was one of those kids at 4 years old that wanted to cross-dress. And my grandmother affirmed me, which is probably the most destructive thing you can do to a child, is affirm them in the gender they are not. And then she made me a purple chiffon dress, and she fawned all over me. She just thought I looked like the cutest little girl in the world. And when you do that, you plant this seed of gender dysphoria and confusion, and not knowing it then, but looking back on it now, what comes up to be 72 years later, and I recognize much sooner than that, it was child abuse. It's so abhorrent that my grandmother should have been put in jail for doing it. You know, we shouldn't be doing these things to young children, telling them how cute they look in a different gender, affirming them in a different gender, encouraging them to a different gender. I've been dealing with this nonsense now for 72 years. It's insane.
Now, you're not just somebody who's mad because they didn't get, you know, when they went through the transgender, transformation, you didn't get the kind of guys you wanted. You didn't get the lifestyle you thought you were going to have. You're not just mad, right?
No. I'm trying to keep people from doing the totally unnecessary hormone blockers or surgery or changing to totally, absolutely unnecessary. These are emotional, psychological, and psychiatric issues that should be done with talk therapy, not with hormones and surgery.
You know, we're hearing a lot about the young kids and what have you. I recently wrote an article, and I said, or I wrote on top of an article where I said, look, you can't stop an adult truly from doing what they want to do. I mean, I get the fact that adults can make stupid decisions, they can make smart decisions, you kind of leave it up to them. But when it comes to these little kids, and this is what's starting to bother me even more and more and more, is, you know, I'm hearing these stories about kids that are 2 years old, 3 years old, that want to be like mommy. Or the little girl wants to be like daddy. And there's a confusion going on there. And I say to myself, how can they possibly know? In what way? What psychiatrist says, oh, yeah, they're smart enough to make that decision. They've got the rationale to make that decision. But they're finding doctors, Walt, today that will affirm that will help the kids, give them hormone blockers, give them what they need, instruct the parents on how to move them down that road. What do you say to that?
Well, they're making money doing it. That's all I can think of. Because if they didn't, they would be lambasted by the LGBT, and they wouldn't be making the money they're making. You know, the LGBT would be out there with pickets. They'd, you know, name them in articles. They'd ruin them. They'd destroy them. So they go along just to get along, not because it's good therapy for the child. It's just that it's financially beneficial.
Yeah, I look at some of this stuff and think there are so many drugs we don't give our kids. There's foods we don't give our kids because of the implications with, you know, chemical imbalance and hormones and what have you. And this, I don't want to say nilly-willy in a loose way, but it almost seems like we're more concerned or they're dealing more with the emotions of a child than they are with the reality of what's going on. I mean, biology is biology. You agree. You can't change that.
Yeah, you can't change it. And, you know, many of these poor young kids are being led down a primrose path by adults who apparently think they're well-meaning, but they're not. I mean, the end result is this is not going to be good in the long term. They may be having fun now and thinking that they're the center of attention and all is well and good, but down the road, we need to understand the age group between 12 and 24 who identify as a transgender person attempt suicide at a 50% rate. Now, if changing genders is good, and all we're going to do is blame everybody else for their attempted suicides, you know, they've been doing this now. The attempted suicides have been a problem, and suicides have been a problem since 1979. So, and, you know, this is just total insanity to suggest that giving somebody hormone blockers and a dress and sending them off to school is psychologically and emotionally healthy.
Well, you know what they say, right? I mean, first of all, I want to get back to something you just said. You're saying after they have the surgery, the suicide rate is still up at 50%?
Because the suicide rate is about 1% difference between before and after.
Wow. Wow, that's a big deal. That's something I've never heard.
And yeah, the attempted suicide rate is about 1%. We don't know the total number of people who actually are successful. We know the attempted suicide rate is very high, and obviously some of them are successful.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, and let's go back to basics here. Gender dysphoria is a real disorder that is, most psychologists, again, I don't know enough about this. This is why I call guys like you, but gender dysphoria is a real thing. It's really recognized by the medical industry, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And recently when President Trump said that he was going to ban transgenders from being actively involved in the military, if you took that from a medical standpoint, because, look, you could be kept out of the military for having an ulcer, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's simple
flat
stuff.
Feet. You can be kept out for flat feet.
All right. So I want to deal with this on the other side of the break, because we have a break coming up, and this is just too deep to kind of leave it halfway and then come back to it. So we'll be back in a minute. Walt Heyer is with me, former transgender public speaker, author, and, you know, I don't know, a coach maybe even. I'll talk to him about that on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hey, Daniel Bremen. Why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead. And we take this charge seriously. We got options. Organic, no gluten, without the chemicals. Great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775. 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. How can you not like Charlie Daniels? You don't get any more American than Charlie Daniels, right? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Whether you're up on our website, for you older, more seasoned people, don't have Facebook pages, we have a live chat room going on the website, so you can discuss with people, like-minded people there, mostly like-minded people. Or you can head over to Facebook. There's also a live feed going on there as well, where there's plenty of people there to talk with. I want to bring my guest back on. I don't want to waste his time. Walt Heyer joins me. He's a former transgender public speaker, author, and you know what, Walt, first of all, again, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
You bet.
We were talking about gender dysphoria, and, you know, you went through it where you were, I won't say encouraged, you can say that if you want to, but you were helped and you were supported in going through your transition, but then when you wanted to go back, it was like a bunch of crickets. You couldn't find anybody to respond, right?
Oh, yeah. What's really interesting is that when you decide to transition, you've got this army of people who are going, wow, that's so cool. Man, you're so well-informed. You're enlightened. You're brilliant. You're wonderful. And so then you go into it, like I did, and you live it for 8 years, and you realize that, you know, you'd been fed a complete bunch of baloney, that, you know, you don't need hormones and surgery, and you don't change genders anyway. That's false and misleading because biologically you're still the same. So if you wake up from the insanity and find your sanity, you look back and go, gee, that's crazy. Then you go to a therapist and say, gee, I want to detransition. They go, oh, you're fine just the way you are. You make a lovely woman. Give it more time. I said, well, I gave it 8 years. How much more time do I need to give it? Oh, you'll be fine. And then you talk about detransitioning, and they think you're nuts. They think you're complete wacko. No, I just found my insanity.
And you had a licensed therapist on the front end of this that counseled you, worked with you to make sure that this was all going to be fine and okay.
Yeah. So, you know, they lead you down this pathway, and then when, you know, and he said he was the specialist. He was the number one guy at that time in the world. Name was Paul Walker. He wrote the original Harry Benjamin International Standards of Care that became the WPATH Standards of Care today. And so when you finally hit that place where you detransition, you realize that your insanity, you've been living it, and now you're sane. You figured it out. You don't need to do it. And people are looking at you like you got three heads. And So I work with people today that are detransitioning, and I get more and more of them all the time. And that usual regret point or point of detransition starts anywhere from 3 years to 15 years after post-surgery. And we've got a group of people we're getting together for a meeting where we're all getting together. It's more of us now coming out and joining together and kind of giving each other encouragement and comfort in the process.
You know, they say the transgender community is quite small, you know, when you look at the overall numbers of all the groups. Why do they have so much support? And I don't mean that, you know, again, just for clarity, I'm not making fun of transgender people. I'm not calling them, you know, whacked crazy. I mean, everybody's got their issues that they need to work through. If gender dysphoria is a real issue, then we need to get them the help that they need. But, you know, why? How do you get a doctor from Johns Hopkins University to back down when he says you can't change biology? You cannot change your gender. And he backed away from that. How did that happen?
Well, I think any time you have somebody who's suffering, and my heart goes out to transgenders. I was one of them. You're in the midst of this great struggle with your identity, and you're looking for any kind of support and help and so forth you need. But the truth of the matter is that something triggered this. There's an onset where you were either sexually abused, physically abused, emotionally abused, abandoned, lost. You were put into foster care. Something happened, and that triggered this whole thing where you do not want to be who you are, and you spend the rest of your life trying to become someone who you can never be, which is in the opposite gender. If we can just understand that they're suffering and they're hurting, but hormones and sex change surgery is not going to fix the deeper comorbid disorders, which include body dysmorphic disorder, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, separation anxiety, dissociative disorder, and a host of other disorders. If we drill down and begin to look at those disorders that are under the umbrella of gender dysphoria and actually deal with those issues, because I've seen the letters when they go for therapy and they treat the underlying comorbid disorder, the feeling or desire to change genders goes away.
Wow. We never hear about that. We never hear about any of that.
No, you know? Of course not.
And you know, what prompted me to call you again was not only me taking a bit of a beating online because I suggested that, you know, there was an 11-year-old young boy that wants to transition into a girl, and they thought I was picking on the parents because he has two lesbian parents. You know, I'm going through all this stuff, and I'm saying, no, wait a minute. What I'm saying to you is that we don't let kids drive to 16 for a reason. Okay, we don't let them drink till they're 21 for a reason. We don't let them, you know, I did a whole segment or a whole show around the human brain and when it comes together and really when it starts to, you know, come into place. If you've ever had a 16, 17-year-old teenage boy, you know how dumb they can be or the stupid things that they can do. I don't want to say how dumb they actually are. But they do some pretty, when you talk to psychologists, they go, look, because their brain isn't working right yet. So why is it we're supposed to have, you know, we're supposed to be more careful with them at 16 or 17 for regular everyday things because their brain isn't quite working right, but yet it's okay to start to move a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old into a major life-changing decision on their body. If for me, I'm not an educated guy. Help me out here.
Well, you know, what we know is that people who are hurting hurt themselves. And so that's what's happening here. I mean, this is they're struggling to find a way to escape the pain that they're feeling from whenever it happened, whatever the issue was. And the anxiety and depression from that pain causes them to want to, you know, jump into a different gender as if that different gender then is a protection. It's a hiding place. It's the gender that didn't have that happen to them. And so you have this dissociation where they can escape what that other person felt and be the person that never felt that pain.
Interesting. Now, I won't use the word counselor because that's not what you're doing, but you are supporting, helping, guiding, if you would, other people that want to revert back?
Yeah, detransition.
Detransition. Okay, so all those that want to detransition, And when you're talking with them, do you find that these are the what you talk about now are the main issues or real issues that have happened in their life?
In 12 years, of all the people I've dealt with, 100% of the time, every single one of them can identify something that happened, something that was painful, something that was dramatic, something that caused them to have the onset of gender dysphoria. Every one of them that's detransitioning say, like I did, you know, hormones and surgery cannot fix the deeper underlying psychological comorbid disorders. And they're psychological, they're emotional, they're psychiatric, and they're sexual. And they all need effective, sound psychotherapy from somebody who isn't trying to help them change gender.
What do you say to these people who have, I don't know, well, I won't get that ridiculous. We'll say a four-year-old that says, you know, Mommy, I want to be like you. Mommy, I don't want to be a boy. I want to be a girl, or vice versa. What do you say to that parent when they want to go on the emotions of, I want my little boy or girl to be happy, so I am going to do what they want me to do? What would you say to them?
Well, you sit down and ask them, you know, why is it you want to do that? Where's this coming from? And what we know is if you sit down with the child and begin to explore why they're having these feelings, it's usually something that has happened, something that someone said. But we know from research, the actual research information, if we leave these children alone and continue to encourage them in the gender that they were made out of the womb, then we know that up to 94% of them will grow out of this gender dysphoric point of view. And I had somebody write me a note that explained that very well. In her own life, she said, you know, she thought about it and considered it, but then she realized, and today she loves herself and she's so glad that she didn't change gender. So, we need to understand that there's something that's going on, and we need to talk to them about that and try to understand why and how that those emotional feelings and thoughts got started. And there's always a point.
We got to go to another break. You know how much I love breaks. And then when we come back, I really want to touch on why the medical industry. I'm just floored at the fact the medical industry can't figure this out. Can't figure out that they might be hurting these children instead of helping them. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Walt Heyer joins me. He's a former transgender public speaker, author, and helper. We'll be right back.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for being with me today. Always appreciate the time you're spending. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can do all kinds of things. You can tell your friends. You can tell my enemies about them, so you can bring them on so they can try to, just beat me up on misinformation. I just love it. I love all you Facebook doctors, all you Facebook warriors out there that are sure that you have every bit of information on everything going on there, and you don't even live the life. You don't understand the life. You might know somebody who did, but you have no first-hand information. Well, I believe in bringing on people that are actively and actually involved in it. Walt Heyer is with me. He's a former transgender, look, speaker and author. And again, Walt, always a pleasure to have you on with me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Likewise.
So, you know, it's, and so people understand something. We're not sitting here, I'm not going to speak for you, but I believe I know where your heart's at. I'm not sitting here trying to do everything I can to tear down the transgender community, to make them feel bad about themselves, to try to make them feel like they're freaks or something. This is not what this is about. You know, we've gotten to the point in this country we can't talk about anything, nothing, without being a hater. Well, we're not being a hater. Hopefully, if somebody's going through this and doesn't need to, then maybe Walt can touch someone. Maybe you can pick up one of his books, check him out on YouTube or somewhere like that. Look for him online because he's got the information. He's been living it. He's been helping other people out with it. You cannot discount his experience. Just because he turned around, you can't discount his experience. He's been through it, and he's helping other people. Anyway, Walt, thanks so much for being with me today.
You bet.
I'm seeing more and more doctors come out and talk about this issue. And the funny thing about it is, again, not being the smartest guy in the room, I hear about all these, not just drugs, but foods and situations we're not supposed to put our kids in because they chemically can't handle it. They can't handle, you know, their bodies are still developing. And yet, they're perfectly fine with giving hormone blockers to a 3, a 4, a 5, a 6-year-old when the hormones do much more than deal with just sexuality. They deal with all kinds of things in the body. And you know of some of these doctors that are speaking out now, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, Dr. Christina Olson, who comes from the other side. You know, she's was an advocate. She's been doing research on this at the University of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And in her own words, she says, we just do not have definitive data one way or the other who is a trans kid. The truth is that no one can predict whether a gender dysphoric kid will feel the same way years later. That's why Dr. Olson now is advocating to do a study of at least 300 trans kids that they can actually track over a period of 20 years, because that's how long it's going to take. And then Dr. Olson says, and remember, she's from the left, she's not on the right, says, in the meantime, many of these children will be encouraged to go ahead and make life-altering medical decisions. Here's the kicker. A left-wing person, advocate, now is saying, in light, go forward with this medical decision in light of scientific ignorance.
Oh, God.
That's not even a right winger. That's the left going, we don't know who's a trans kid. We don't know who's going to benefit from it. We cannot test anybody to determine even if they are a trans kid, because we all just jump when a kid says, I'm trans. Well, then they're trans. But they can't prove it. And this doctor's saying, in light of scientific ignorance, we're going to go forward with it anyway. She wants to study it for 20 years.
Oh, but you know what happens? The first conversations that come down in this, when I talk to somebody, what they throw at me is they'll say, do you understand that 40% of transgender kids who don't get the help they need or anything like that commit suicide or want to commit suicide? I'm thinking to myself, I have a hard time buying that. I have a hard time buying that 40% of them are going to commit suicide unless they get the operation, as opposed to how about getting them some of the other help, getting them into counseling for a few years, helping them out and helping them to understand what's going on with them. Right?
The truth is they're going to attempt suicide and be successful at suicide because we are withholding good, sound, effective psychotherapy from these kids who are struggling with deep emotional, psychological, and sexual issues. That's why they're attempting suicide. That's why they're successful at suicide. It's not because they were bullied. It's not because they haven't been affirmed. It's not because of any of the reasons that the advocates tell you. It's because they are withholding the treatment that would actually prevent them from committing suicide.
You know, I looked online the other day. You're talking, I'm looking online right now, and it seems like the first 15 pages of Google are all positive on these, transgender operations, okay? Mm-hmm. And positive on the hormone, giving kids hormones. And they're positive in all of this stuff, and I have to think, you know, how are the other ones going to get their message out? And again, a simple message of saying, check this out, think this through. Think about what these hormone blockers do to a young man or woman. And not in their womanhood or manhood, but just in their overall general health. How come I can't find this stuff?
Well, because the LGBT is super funded, powerful. Obama gave them a huge platform that's going to take years to unwind, and they've infiltrated this nonsense into our school system, and many of the schools, changing genders is more important than getting an education today, and so we've just gone completely off the deep end, and we're really destroying kids' life in the process, and we're not really equipping them to deal with society in a way that's healthy psychologically or emotionally. And of course they're going to be attempting suicide.
How long do these kids have to go through, or these young people have to go through, psychological treatment before a doctor approves or okays their surgery?
Oh, boy. Probably, I think that varies from doctor to doctor. Probably anywhere from some doctors do very extensive psychotherapy to doctors who do zero. So it's probably everywhere in between.
Yeah, it's really, really funny because I look at some of the stuff that's been put through legislation and what you have to go through with doctors and that kind of stuff. And in some cases, you're right, it's very light. When it comes to medical marijuana, my God, and I realize it's not the same level, but just think about it. You had to have a real reason, when they were selling it to us. We're going to make sure a doctor sees you. We're going to make sure you have a real reason to have to have it. Not anybody's going to be able to get it. Well, guess what? Pretty much anybody can get it. You can get it for saying you can't sleep at night. You can get it for saying you have the jitters all the time. There's a million ways in California to get a prescription for medical marijuana and only be with a doctor 10 minutes. So I really am not impressed by what they're willing to do to help, save and help some of these kids. So we got a couple of minutes left, and what I want to ask you to do is if you had a group of transgender parents in the room, you've got them sitting there, they've got very young kids. They're very, look, parents want to do what's right for their kids. I believe that the majority of parents want their kids to be happy and healthy and whole and enjoy life and that kind of thing. I don't believe anybody goes out to ruin their child's life. So what would you say to that transgender parent? What would you say to those transgender parents if you had a couple of minutes to sit with them and explain what's going on?
Well, it depends on who the parents are. If you've got a transgender activist therapist or parents, they aren't going to listen to me at all. They don't want anything to do with me.
Right.
If on the other side you have parents who want to prevent their child from undergoing hormone blockers and surgery, they listen very intently. They ask excellent questions, and they really want to know how they can avoid their child going through such a radical change in their life. And most of those parents that I have talked to recognize that it was a divorce or something. Usually there's a real big event that happened in their life, and they explain it to me, and they tell me what the event is. And once we can sit down and discuss that event and discuss it with the child, discuss it with a therapist, you have a great opportunity. If you have a good psychotherapist who wants to prevent them from going through hormone therapy and a gender change, you have a great opportunity to be one of those 94% who will grow out of it.
I would love to admonish parents, and I don't know, maybe I can get the information from Walt later on. Put up some information on the website, on the Real Side website, where you can go and get, again, I'm trying to, while Walt's on the phone with me and over the last few days, I've been trying to do some searches for very specific things about transgenderism. I can't find, I basically, under Google now, it's a little different if I go over to Bing, but under Google, I almost can't find any negative information on transgenderism. I can't find anything that's cautionary, if you would. And it shows, just like it did with Mrs. Clinton when we were trying to find out about her, you couldn't find any negative information about Hillary Clinton for a long time. Okay, Walt, we're pretty much up against it. Tell people how they can get your books. You've got plenty of books, and how they get more information about you.
Yeah, you can go to my website, sexchangeregret.com. If you want to see some information and research, you go to thepublicdiscourse.com. They have great stuff there, or thefederalist.com. And you can find research information that will, if you read it, the stuff I've written, over 30 articles, if you read that, you would not put your kid through the life of a transgender.
Well, Walt, I so much appreciate the time you're spending with me and the information you give. And again, people, if you've got kids that are going through this, starting to go through it, very young children, before you make any major moves, just ask the right questions. Make sure you see the right people. Make sure you've done everything that you can do to make sure your kid, your child, I don't want to call them kids, but your child has had every opportunity to make sure you make the right decision.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?